Welcome to Luther for the Busy Man, the fourth week after the Sunday of Trinity, Friday. Our scripture reading comes from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 6, verses 1 through 4. Beware of practicing your righteousness before other people in order to be seen by them, for then you will have no reward from your Father who is in heaven. Thus, when you give to the needy, sound no trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may be praised by others. Truly, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you give to the needy, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving may be in secret, and your Father who is in secret will reward you. Our scripture lesson comes from Luke's Gospel, chapter 6, verse 35. But love your enemies, and do good, and lend, expecting nothing in return, and your reward will be great, and you will be sons of the Most High, for He is kind to the ungrateful and the evil. In these words, Jesus outlines a basic Christian principle, which involves our earthly property and its use in relieving the needs of our neighbors and helping him. Our earthly property should always be at the disposal of our neighbor. We should lend to our neighbor and give to him where and when he wills it. These are real commandments, not merely counsels, as have sometimes been suggested. Jesus does not mean here he who wants to attain perfection must follow this course. In an effort to observe this counsel of perfection, men withdrew from the world into monasteries, seeking this perfection. For this reason alone, all monasteries are a devil's delusion, for no people are greedier and less inclined to break off their wrong practices than those in monasteries. If one wants to be a Christian, one should be prepared, as Jesus says, to lend, expecting nothing in return. If we are confronted with a case of need, where there is no possibility of repayment, we should make a free gift and remit all indebtedness, as Nehemiah did, which you can read about in Nehemiah 5, 9-12. God gave you your property, and He can certainly give you more if you continue to trust Him. If you're wrongfully deprived of something, do not demand it again for yourself. Let your neighbor step forth on your behalf and help you, so that you do not have to suffer excessively. If you want to be Christians, you must lend and give and even suffer the deprivation of your goods, or your faith will be lacking. Let us pray. You have given us everything, O God. Train us in your ways so that we too may learn to give everything for the welfare of our neighbor, for Jesus' sake. Amen. Purchase your copy of the print edition of Luther for the Busy Man at ambassadorpublications.org. You are invited to the Summer Institute of Theology, August 7th through 11th, at the Free Lutheran Bible College and Seminary in Plymouth, Minnesota. Guests will learn from experienced congregational leaders, including Professor of Philosophy, Concordia University of Edmonton, Dr. Jonathan Strand, pastor and co-host of the podcast Being Lutheran, Dr. Jason Goodham, and president of the Association of Free Lutheran Congregations, Pastor Micah Germstead. Find out more and register at flbc.edu/SIT.